Sukadev Goswami was narrating how the conflict or disagreement happened between Garuda and Sauvari. From spiritual point of view, Garuda, he had no fault. The devotee, those are always guided by Krishna, they're considering someone's situation, someone's position from spiritual point of view, not from material point of view. From material point of view, if you want to judge someone, you can find, always you can find some faults. From material point of view. Therefore, Shastra always forbidden us, don't develop your material vision. Don't develop your material vision to see Sadhu and Guru. Yeah, Gurudev said these things, you are not seer. Guru and Krishna, they are seer. You are to be seen. Yes, drashta, drushya. These two words Sanskrit. When we think we are seer, like Sauvari, then this offense mentality can. Yes, we are committing offense towards Vaishnavas. From material point of view, he wants to show mercy. He wants to show his merciful attitude towards fish. But what happened? All fish, they just die when Kaliya entered there. And we are hearing from Vishwanath Chakravarti's conclusion, if someone is the offender, especially towards pure Vaishnavas, pure devotees, his blessings, his so-called blessings, or his help, is not at all helpful. Rather, it gives reverse result, reverse effect. Yes, reverse effect. Material vision become more strong. You understand? Material vision became more strong, more sharp, we can say. It became more sharp and more strong when we develop this mentality, sheer mentality. So generally, dhyani karmi, sometimes devotees, his false ego is different. You understand the false ego between it, karmi and a devotee. Karmis, they have false ego. But you know, they are blind. They don't know tattvas, they don't know siddhantas, they don't know who is Krishna, how he created this world. They don't know. Therefore, their false ego, we can say, it is natural because they don't know something. But we are devotees, we know everything. But after knowing everything, we are developing this false ego. And even especially the seer mentality. You understand? Yes, I want to judge the attitude of a pure Vaishnava, like Sauvari. From a material point of view, his idea is good. Because Garuda every time coming, eating fish, and kindness, this quality, the kindness quality is always appreciated by saintly persons. Even karmi persons, in every communities, among the karmis and jnanis and yogis, demons, demigods and devotees, in all set of communities, always you can find their appreciating kindness. This is so-called kindness. Yes, this so-called kindness. We are showing favor towards karmi, we are showing favor towards living entities, and we don't want to show our proper attitude, proper dealings towards a pure devotees. We can say that is harmful spiritual life. You understand? Harmful spiritual life. Yes. Spiritual life is good. But this is harmful spiritual life. If you don't know how to deal with a pure devotees, how to show your gratitude, your mood, your offering, your service. Yes. Harmful spiritual life. Very, I can say, precarious condition. Yes. To whom you will say? Precarious condition. Very dangerous position. Therefore, developing this sheer mood, now he committed three offenses. Yes. Of jealousy offense towards spiritual master. It arises when we develop this mood, sheer mood. I want to judge. If we don't have capacity to judge our attitudes, our dealings, how can we judge others? And how can we judge the pure devotees? That is question of, sometimes I am reminding, to whom you will blame? To whom you will blame? You want to blame my devotees? But where is consciousness? Who is giving faith? Why faith is not coming for a pure devotees? Why after hearing everything, but why mind is so material? To whom you will blame? From that incidence, yeah, Jiva Goswami mentioning these things. Bhaktisiddhanta Sushtakar quoting from Jiva Goswami's reference from Puranas. Yes, due to your previous Sukratis, you have chance to meet with sadhu, pure devotees. But if you don't have enough Sukratis, you cannot recognize him. You cannot put on pinching faith. That will come. I can give you a common example. Yeah. Today, I was just discussing with one devotee something. You have some Sukratis, like you have some money. It is possible, like suppose you have 10,000 rupees. You can open an account. Bank account. You can open an account. But to deposit money for the transaction, you have to earn. You must have some money so that you can deposit. You cannot say, okay, I have one account. You can't say, okay, I have chance to meet a pure devotee in my life. This is good. But whether you understand him or not, whether you are putting faith on his word or not, that is important. And faith is coming from super soul. It is not coming from mind. The faith coming from mind is, we can say, shakable faith, trickle. Sometimes faith is coming from outer attitudes. You understand? Yes, from outer dealings, outer attitudes, when you see he is gentle, some faith is coming. And sometimes our attitude, if his dealings are some things, his lifestyle is different, immediate love is coming. So faith sometimes coming from our mind. We are making friendship, the faith is coming from mind. But we want to develop our faith. We want to develop our faith towards Sri Guru by the super soul, because you cannot put blind faith. Blind faith will not come towards a pure devotee. Why? Because he is expansion of super soul. And same super soul in your heart, he will give you faith to understand him. Faith towards him. It is not a matter of sentiment. Sometimes sentimentally you can say, oh, I have a pure devotee, my guru is pure. Okay, this is good. This is good, but what sort of faith you have with your guru? Like Bhaktisiddhanta Sushruta Thakur used to say, I read so many shastras in my life. I saw so many detached persons, vairagis, renunciators. Yes. I saw many renunciators and also many learned persons like Shankaracharyas. Bharatuharis, they wrote down many instructions about renunciation. But when I just meet with my guru, when I have chance to meet with my guru, I saw the personified renunciation. How can I say? Yeah, personified renunciation. Personified renunciation. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was mentioning about him, Bhaktisiddhanta Sushruta Thakur saying, before I was like a logical person, you don't understand? I want tarka, arguing mood. He was not like that, but he's saying, I have arguing mood, and I have this scholarship mood, religious mood. And my Gurudev is so humble, such a renunciator, just by seeing him, he just open my coverings of knowledge. Open my coverings. My knowledge was before cover with this mood of I am a pandit. I am a scholar. Huh? Yeah, pride. and just, and I am such a person, he is saying, I am such a worthless, yes, worthless person. I am not serving my guru. I want to serve my guru 24 hours. This is called faith towards pure devotees. I want to serve my guru 24 hours. What to do? I have to eat, I have to sleep. I am eating, I am sleeping. Even when he was eating, when he was sleeping, he is lamenting for that. At that time I am not serving my guru. I am not serving my guru. And I was a peer. Yeah, I was just reading one of his Gorgita Savji Maharaj's disappearance. He said, no, this is not disappearance. Everyone is saying disappearance. For me, this is appearance day. Which is like that. Oh, he's teaching so nice, especially for his guru. So nice when he is developing this mood. This is called vision, real vision towards sadhu and guru. Yes. Yes. He is opening my covering. Yes. Before I was a different person. I was going to say nice instruction. Yes. I'm just eating, I'm sleeping, I'm not serving my guru. I'm such a cruel, he's saying, I'm such a cruel person. And, oh yes, I was a pure. When my Gurudev was there, I feel always safety. I always feel safe. Yes. But do you know what happened? When my guru passed, I had a fear always. If my guru passed in future, he left body, what will happen to me? Who will give me protection? But he's saying, my guru is so merciful. He's saying, next, my guru is so merciful. After my guru left body, I found thousand gurus. He said, 100 gurus came, 1000 gurus came. Now they are just guiding me. They are helping me in my bhajan. Now I am realizing my guru in every step of my life. Where are all these teachings? And where we are? Where this vision? Therefore Gurudev said, don't pronounce Nitya Lila Pravishta in front of me about Prabhupada. We are adding Nitya Lila Pravishta. He said, no, don't pronounce. It is painful for me. To understand why it is painful, it is tradition. Gurudev already left. He is now in eternal Leela. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no. After my Gurudev left, I found 100,000 gurus now. And through them, now I feel safe. Yeah. Yes. These are the real vision towards pure devotees. Yes. You know, something over the eye, sometimes after 50, 55, there is a cataract. Looks like I have eye. At that time you have eye. You are seeing something, but nothing is clear. Always, you know, blur. Yeah, it's blur. Everything is like zigzag, like that. Blur. You have eyelid, but no eyesight. Your eyesight is not good now. Yes. Yes. Now, operation is required. Yes. Where devotees, where disciple, we came to, due to our good fortune, we came to a pure devotees. But this is, this vision is polluted. We do not have enough Sukrutis. And therefore, and also, we are not simple. Yes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada used to say, your annihilated surrender and with simple heart service towards Sadhu Guru give you everything in this life. Otherwise, there is no other way. Yes, by their merciful glance, only there is chance. And for the God's less mercy, we have to pray only. And we have to cry. Gurudev Singh, we have to cry. For God's less mercy, whole life you have to cry. Without God's less mercy, every side looks like dark. in a spiritual life even. It is a serious matter. I'm discussing. If someone will hear, you will be frustrated, yes. A general devotee will be frustrated after hearing all these things. Wow. No, this is fact. Without praying causeless mercy, without crying for causeless mercy from Guru and Krishna, every side looks like danger. Hey, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying something. Karma nahi, I am not a pious person. Jnana nahi, I am not a knowledgeous person. And I don't have bhakti. So how can I lead my spiritual life? How can I achieve your lotus feet? How can I serve you without duplicity, out of love, affection? How can I serve you? Not possible. Only my hope is causeless mercy. Yes. Only our hope is causeless mercy. We want this mercy. We can demand, Krishna, give me mercy. If you ask to Krishna or Guru, give me mercy, then they will ask to you, what qualification you have? Then, what answer will give to him? Therefore, when we are praying, we are saying, I want causeless mercy. Why we are saying causeless mercy? That means don't see my qualification. How you have qualification. You are a qualified person. From your side, you should serve. Our siddhantas are like that. Yes. Otherwise, if the seer mood will come like so very, surely you will commit offense at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. Yes. And super soul will not help you. Day by day, the suspicious nature, this doubt nature, you will destroy all your spiritual, valuable spiritual assets and qualities. Many years after give up everything, many years what you accumulated. We want a safe position for our safety. For our safety, we have to follow this principle. Okay, I am not advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is a different thing. It is up to Guru and Krishna because advancement is possible only. I will try my best. I will develop my sincerity, but unless causeless mercy will come, what I can do? Like morning section where we are discussing from Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentaries, Advaita Sarvabhutanam, and devotees' qualities. How many lives require to achieve all these qualities? How many lives? You can't calculate. Not possible. If you have body, you can't achieve these things. Then, when you achieve. But we have to achieve all these qualities with this body. Going beyond bodily conception of life. Then, then it is possible. And therefore we are beggar of causeless mercy. We are beggar. Yes. And this is only hope. We are not focusing on our qualifications. That is another fault. You understand? We are not focusing. Many peoples, karma peoples, they are always focusing their qualities, their qualifications. You understand? Like, you saw the pilots, their badge. Everywhere. And doctors, they have like, how can I say? They are like, in court, and they are just putting some, Everyone have their own designation, own dress, coats, so that you can designate that person. Oh, he's a learned, he's a doctor, he's a pilot, he's an officer, he's like that. Identities. And what is our identity? Our topmost platform, sannyasis. According to Varnashrama system, sannyasis. And they are bhikkhus. They are beggars. You know, before they are adding, now they are not adding, Tridandi Bhikkhu, then adding their names. Tridandi Bhikkhu, Sri Srimad, Bhakti Siddhant, Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Tridandi Bhikkhu. He is carrying Tridandas and he is a beggar. This is our identity, this is our designations, this is our qualifications. Our topmost order, those are in our sampradayas. Those are in our blind. They're in topmost order. They are thinking themselves. They're victors. Why? Because they're begging alms, therefore they're victors. No. They're beggar of this mercy, because less mercy. And their teachings, sir, be a beggar. If you speak these things in public, no one will like you. Huh? You want to make me a beggar? Yes. Yes. You are giving donation, but you are giving million rupees donation to Krishna. But don't come to a pure devotee, he will make you a beggar. You are a charitable person, huh? How can you say? Yeah, charitable person, you are giving charity. You are giving donation. But if you come to a pure devotee, he will make you a beggar. Yes. And he will make you a beggar in such a way, whole life you have to cry. You can't find beggar is crying somewhere. Beggar, they are not crying so much. They know, yes. Someone will come. They will give. If they will not give, even government will give. They have pensions. They have cards. Yes, in India they have cards. In concession they can buy some things and government is helping rice, dal, something. Yes. Pure devotee make you a beggar. Where? day and night you will cry, I want mercy. And without causeless mercy, my life is useless. Yes. Like army people, without money, everything, everywhere, they look everywhere, all directions, it's like hopeless, black. They can't see sun. Within the daytime, if there's no money, they cannot see anything. And our position is like that. Without causeless mercy, looks towards every direction. Yes? Nothing. We want that thing. And this is the beginning step of our, we can say beginning stepstones of our spiritual life. Don't try to become a seer. Yes. Stepstones. I have to be seen by Guru and Krishna. You are preparing a steps. You understand? Like the steps. Stairs, yeah. This beginning one. Beginning one is short one or long one, or it is step is little high, then everything, other steps, it would not be in same position and problem, everyone will fall down there. They can construct a big house. Some carpenters, they can construct a big house, but they can't make all camp carpenters, they cannot make steps. The calculation is there. Otherwise, always you have to fall down. Yes. Steps, very important. And this is the beginning, step stone of our spiritual life. We have to give up these mentalities. Share mentalities. Yes. So therefore, Garuda, scursed Garuda. Share mentality. And what happened? But Garuda, he was a devotee. If your devotee is, he have power to curse. But no, he don't want. Don't utilize, for a devotee, he don't utilize his own devotional power for his own pleasure, for his own cause. Yes, he had power to curse. But he said, no, if I will curse, it is for my own cause. Parikshit Maharaj have power to curse also, to Sringi. But he said, no, I can't utilize my own prowess or own devotional power or own power for my own benefit. For my own cause. Yes, for my own benefit. Yes. Isn't it helpful in my spiritual life? Just admit. This is one of, we can say, spiritual challenge in our life. Circumstantially, if something is happening, admit that matter, in particular that time, just admit. Maybe this is Krishna's teacher. oh, this is very heavy. unless you become pure, something circumstantially happening. You gonna digest it immediately. Reaction come. I have to go to something. This happened by Krishna's desire. Just like corona. You don't think it will stay for thousand of yugas or 100 years? No. 5-6 months. All over the world, people there don't have patience. But one day they have to leave this world. See, this condition. Circumstantially is happening by Krishna's desire. A devotee is known. He just digests these things, tolerates this thing. Otherwise, how? If you don't. Yes, Bhaktivedanta Swami used to say these things. If you don't develop your tolerance power, very difficult to advance in spiritual life. Yes, tolerance power. You go everywhere, you have to tolerate. Yes, the life is like that. Who is not tolerating? Birds, animals, snakes. Everyone is tolerating. Everyone is tolerating. All living entities. And especially when we come to Krishna consciousness, we lose these qualities. Yes. When you are working with big officers, you have to tolerate. They are saying so many things. It is not proper, but you have to admit. They are not, how can you say, they are not justified things they are saying. But you have to admit. Because they are higher officers. Yes. You cannot argue. We are tolerating. Now, if a devotee, he will say something, unjustified things, we can tolerate? Why is saying? Wait. Yes. Keep patience. If something is happening by circumstantially, this is Krishna's desire. Krishna wants something. Either to teach me, or is giving chance more. Giving to chance me to pray more. Yes. Therefore this incident happened. Now all over the world you see people are praying. Praying, yes. Krishna won. 100 years you just relaxed. You enjoy. Now at least 6 months you should pray. Everyone is worshipping. Everyone is now praying. But still they don't have faith. Still they don't have power. But a devotee must. He should not use his own power or voice for his own profit. Garuda immediate accept. When we develop acceptance power, how can you say acceptance power? Yeah. When we develop this acceptance power, this is, you know, you are developing simplicity. A child, a small child, why they are simple? Their acceptance power is 100% acceptance power. You say everything, yes, 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 mom, yes, yes, yes. Acceptance power. Mother said these things, okay. Father said this thing, okay. Now, when we are coming to Krishna consciousness, we are young now, someone is old now, but now we have to lead our life like a small child. How difficult it is. Because we already lose our acceptance power. Immediately, if some order is coming, immediately mind is saying, why? Yes. But a small boy, he has acceptance power, just accepting. And more we accept some things, more you develop this acceptance power, simplicity. You'll develop simplicity. Yes. And by this way, you are cultivating a life of, you can say, faithful life and surrender life. Yes, a faithful life and a surrender life. By accepting. If you don't accept something happening in circumstantially, you don't think, you cannot realize this is, even in future something will happen. You can't realize this is Krishna's blessing. Yes. Every step of our life, we have to realize something is happening means Krishna's arrangement is there. God pure devotees knows, therefore he said, okay, from today I will not come. Maybe this is Krishna's desire because this leg, This place is belongs to Krishna. And I am just coming here and eating fish. This is not. Maybe he wants to curse me. By Krishna is just. He wants to put me in test. He digests.
Tataha kaliya param veda. Nanya kasan leliha. Abatsid garudad. Garudad vhitam krishnena chavibasitaha.
Of all the serpents, only Kaliya came to know this affair. Yes. And in fear of Garuda, he took up the residence in that Jamuna lake. Later, Lord Krishna drove him out. Yes, this is answer, conclusion. Sukadeva Goswami giving the conclusion. How Krishna drove him out. Now he's saying. Out of the all serpents, only Kaliya came to know. This affair. Yeah.
So Krishna Hradad Viniskrantam Dibyasragam Bhavasasam Mahamani Ganakirinam Jambunada Pariskrutam Upalabhyotitaha Sarve Labdha Pranayvasavam Pramoda Nibhutatmanam Gopapritya Vire Vire.
Now, this finished. Now, another lesson. Resuming his description of Krishna's chastisement of Kaliya, Sukadeva Goswami continued, Krishna rose up out of this lake wearing divine garments, fragrances, and divine garlands, fragrances, and garments, covered with many fine jewels and decorated with gold. When the cowards saw him, they all stood up immediately, just like an unconscious person, senses coming back to life. Filled with great joy, they affectionately embraced him. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. You see, devotees, when Krishna was within the lake and dancing over the hood of Kaliya, they are all lamenting for Krishna. They were crying the whole day. They are not eating anything. They want to see Krishna. They want to see Krishna. And they want to see Krishna in happiness. Let danger should not come to Krishna. That is coward voice nature. Gopi's nature. Brajvasi's nature. Yes. We want only one thing. We want that thing. We don't want Krishna. Everyone wants Krishna. Karmi want Krishna. Jnani also want Krishna. Yogi wants. Because for their perfections, they want Krishna. A devotee wants also Krishna. But why we want Krishna? We don't want Krishna. This is Vishnu Chakshar's commentaries. We want Krishna Seva. This is our chip purushartha, we can say, I'm going to say. Chip perfection, yes. We don't want Krishna. Karmi want Krishna, Krishna's blessing for enjoyment. Yogi want for perfection, Jnani want for liberation. Bhakta, why want Krishna? For his pleasure, to give him pleasure. We don't know, material world is a place of suffering. Yeah, place of suffering, a very dangerous place. So, I want to go to Golok Vrindavan. But why? Why you want to go there? What is your mood? Actually, our mood to please Krishna. For that purpose, we want Krishna. We want to please Krishna by service. Yes, this is Vishwanatha Thakur's commentaries. Where? In Dambandhal Leela. How can you say in English? Yeah. Like Yashoda Mata by Krishna. In that Leela. Krishna was sucking milk, huh? Yeah, Yashoda's breast. And at that time, the milk is going out. It's coming out from this pot. And Yashoda kept Krishna. And Krishna was just releasing. But Yashoda rejected. Looks like Yashoda don't want. in common people's vision, Yashoda is giving more importance to this milk than Krishna. Karmi wants Krishna, Jnani wants Krishna, Yogi wants Krishna, devotee also wants Krishna. No! For Krishna's pleasure, if you require a devotee, he said to Krishna, Krishna, just go out. I want your pleasure. I want your seva. For Krishna's seva. Someone can say, okay, Krishna also wants, Krishna wants pleasure from Yashoda. At that time, Krishna wants. But Yashoda knows, a devotee knows, which service a real devotee is. Yes. Which service, which mood, which, yes, which service will give more pleasure to Krishna? In which way I can give more pleasure to Krishna? A devotee knows. A devotee knows. His mood is to please Krishna by service. Is not his mood how to achieve Krishna in my life. For us, this is looks like something not 100% spiritual. If someone always bring Krishna, I want you, I want you, I want you, I want to go. Why? Yes. Therefore, in our tradition always, we are developing our inclinations towards service. Service attitude, we can say in English, service attitude. Yes. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti is giving nice commentaries. So when Krishna, he just came out. Yes, came out from a lake. Yes. I don't know where it is. Yes. Vishishana niskramatamiti jala uparya eva charana charanabhyam eva santarana laghavan eva iti kalya adishtakama visarpamalakhitam aruhya eva iti gaya. You see, just read this translation. Krishna rose up out of the lake wearing divine garlands, fragrances and garments covered with many fine jewels and decorated with gold. So if Krishna, he was within the water, when he is coming out and dress, he is wearing so many garlands and garlands, ornaments, dress, then it would be, hey, it may be wet or not. Krishna was within the water. And when he is coming out, because when he jumped from tree. Now he is coming out. How can he come out? So it looks like it had been, his dress like a wet. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti said, no. Otherwise, why Sukhdeva Goswami is narrating like that? And yes, he is saying, by Kaliya's order, Kaliya order one snakes, one of his friends or relatives. Because I am weak now. Yes. So please carry Krishna on your, how can you say? On your back. Snakes, they can swim in the lake. By order of Kaliya, one snake came, and Krishna. So can you see, put his feet or legs, climb over the snakes and came out from the lake. Therefore, the dress, the garments, everything, it is as it is. When the wives of Kaliya, they decorated Krishna, that was not within the water. There is small, I'm going to say island. Small island was within the lake. Small place. And Krishna was there. And they're praying. They're offering. They pay obeisances there. Otherwise, in water, how can they pay obeisances? And how they just put all these garlands, everything's ornaments. So there was a small island. And from that island, by Kaliya's order, one snake just carry Krishna through his back. And Krishna just came out. This is Vishwanatha Chakravarti's commentary. Yes. Anyatha anganam jalaplutte dibya srag gandha vasasam visishana sadhuna upabuddhyate. Otherwise, if he was swimming or he was within the water, he was swimming, he went to cross by swimming. this leg. Then his dress, his ornaments, his garlands, not a sadhuvan, it not looks good. And Brajavasi don't want to see Krishna in that form. They want to see Krishna, should be always happy. They don't want their own happiness. When Krishna came out, it looks so beautiful, they become so happy. Whole day they're not eating anything, but just see the Krishna's dress, everything, they forgot everything. Yes, this is Krishna consciousness. Life is always suffering. For us, life is always suffering. Some stomach problem, some this problem, this. If you eat problem, if you don't eat the problem, if you sleep problem, if you don't sleep problem. We are not searching for that thing. We are not hankering for all these problems. We know this problem will come. But we want to see Krishna. We want to see Krishna should be happy. Guru and Krishna should be happy. That is success of our spiritual life. We are not coming to Krishna consciousness. Okay, I want to stay happily. I want to stay happily. What others are doing? I don't have problem. You know what Krishna is doing? I don't know. No. Yes. Asavaha indriyani pramodani bhutatmanam anandapurna manasaha. Yes, gopas. They just, all the Kauravas, they came to Krishna and they just came to conscious. They came to conscious. Yes. Just after Krishna came, they saw Krishna, they came to consciousness. Before they are just like in dying condition. Gopa sakhayam tesameva taralyena prathama auchitam. Yes, especially these Krishna's friends, they are very soft-hearted. Devotee means soft-hearted. Yes, soft-hearted does not mean just don't you see, you don't take this soft word. Subtracted word in another way. You know, subtracted means his heart is soft to serve sadhu, guru, and Vaishnavas. Subtracted. And subtracted and weak hearted. Sometimes persons are very weak minded, their heart is very weak and looks like they're very soft. Kindness is there, everything is there, but they have no discrimination power about spiritual and material. Weak hearted. They don't have spiritual. Power, or they don't have intelligence to discriminate about spiritual and material. But soft-hearted persons, you understand, soft-hearted persons, they have strong affection towards Krishna. Soft-hearted persons, they have discrimination power. Yes. You see, in case of Lord Bharat, in nearby Bhavstes, his heart was very soft, but little. Discrepancy. Just you cannot distinguish whether this is Krishna's arrangement or not. And he just accepted everything as Krishna. If this deer, it was sent by Krishna. He was thinking like that at that time. It's Krishna's arrangement. He loses mother and Krishna sent this small deer. Just take care of him. Krishna sent to me. Send him to me. Yes. Soft-hearted nature is different. Yes. And soft-hearted means not with material qualities. You understand, like that compassionate nature, truthful nature, all divine qualities. Then heart will become soft for Guru and Krishna, for his service. Affection. Affection make you soft. You understand? When priti, when affection comes, your heart becomes soft. Yes. If you don't have affection towards Guru and Krishna, hard-hearted. Yes. So, Sakhas, especially the coward boys, friends, Krishna's friends, they're so soft-hearted because they have love. They embrace Krishna. Yes. They feel as if we got life. Without Krishna, yes. This is bad. Someone may admit or may not admit. And even it is for devotees. Without Krishna, our Gurudev used to say, life, a person is just like a living dead body. Living dead body. He's doing something just like dead body. Only suffering, openly suffering. So don't give up Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness person. Pure devotees. three things, three supports, Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Without Krishna consciousness, how can we serve Krishna? We want Krishna, we want Krishna consciousness, and we want Krishna consciousness devotees. Three support. Yes. Okay, tomorrow we'll hear. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthasya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Gurudev Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Brahmanande.